Good morning. To briefly review what we learned last week we discussed the different types of workers in the halachos of Amir La'akam. The first category is a payel, a salaried worker who's paid for his time. Any malacha that he does on Shabbos is going to be aser, even though you don't tell him specifically to do it on Shabbos. He does it on his own. Even if he does it in his own house, in his own location, still, because he's being paid for his time, anything that he does is considered being done on your behalf, and there will be an iser of Amir La'akam. In contrast, in Aris, when the goy is a sharecropper, he receives a percentage of the fruits that grow, of the profits, and he's free to do the work whenever he chooses. So here we have a concept of Adaita Denafshei, that under normal, Mikra Hadin, it's going to be mutter, because since you did not instruct the goy to work on Shabbos, he sets his own schedule. If he chooses to work on Shabbos, it's because he is benefiting, because whatever he does on Shabbos means he is freeing up Sunday or some other time during the week. So since it's for his benefit, it's his decision, and he is self-employed in a sense, so by an Aris Mikra Hadin, it's going to be mutter. A Koblin, when you pay someone a flat amount to get a job done, so they're also Mikra Hadin, it's mutter. As long as you don't order him to work on Shabbos, as long as it's not Kaveh Malachdai, and as long as it's possible for him to complete the task by working during the week. So there, it's not Kaveh Malachdai. If he chooses to work on Shabbos, that is his decision, and Mikra Hadin, it's mutter. Now that being said, that there's an issue of Marazayin. To go through the Gemara's case to see how extreme it is, the Gemara says that a merchatz, a bathhouse, the way the economics worked was the person owned the bathhouse, and he would hire a laborer, someone to sit there by the front desk, taking the money as people come in, and taking care of the bathhouse. It was not an especially lucrative profession, and therefore it was not the norm to hire someone and give him a profit share, because there simply wasn't enough money to be made. So when you hired a worker, it was typically a payel, it was typically a salaried worker. The Gemara says that if you have a merchatz, and you want to lease it to a guy, he's renting it for a year. During the year, he does what he wants with it. If he wants to, he can be closed the whole day. If he wants to, he can open. It is completely under his control. He keeps every dime of profit that's earned. Nevertheless, the Gemara says that this is aser. Why? L'chayra, this guy is working for himself. He's keeping all the profits. It's his. He rented it. Well, you have nothing to do with it anymore. So here the Gemara says, because a merchatz is nikra al shem Yisrael, in the merchatz, everyone knew that until now this was a Jew's merchatz. This is they knew, people know who the owner is. People will not realize that you leased it out to the guy, and when they see it operating 7 days a week, they will conclude that the yid is keeping his merchatz open. He hired a guy to work for him on Shabbos. So even though they're wrong, they're being chayshid b'ksheirim, but there's a concept of maris ayin. To do something which has the appearance as if you're being over the isser is going to be aser, and therefore you are not allowed to lease a merchatz to a goy, because he'll be open on Shabbos and people will attribute it to the Jewish owner.
And if he puts up a sign when he leases it under new management?
So the Poskim do discuss that. Mechatchilo, the Gemara does not make this suggestion. Now it's a pretty obvious suggestion. Just take out the paper, hang up a sign, publicize it. It seems that even if you do publicize it, we are choshish that not everyone will see the publication. There still will be an issur of marzayin. But that being said, when we get to cases where it's a machloikis, the poskim are mekel shas atrak, they will very often suggest that a person do an etzah such as that to minimize the marazayim. But in a global sense, we don't find such a heter that just by running a PR campaign, you can assume everyone will hear the news and will realize it's not under Jewish management. So over here, we have a case where, again, the goy is not working for you. You simply lease the entire property to him. But still, since the norm is in these situations is to hire payelim, people will presume that the goy is working for you, and therefore it's going to be awesome. Now keep in mind, the whole Amir La'akum is a derabbanan. Nevertheless, and this is a gzera of maris ayin on a derabbanan, and it's a maris ayin where the person can be down in kavskos, but still, you see how far Chazal were choishish And when it comes to Maso Matan on Shabbos, that Afal Pikein, it's Gemara Mufreshes, this is going to be Aser. And as we're going to see, Maris Ayin is going to be very hard to get around under normal circumstances. Now, this din of Maris Ayin, the Gemara's case is where you're leasing the field to him. But since the norm is to have a pile, the norm is to have workers that are therefore people will assume that this guy is your worker and it's going to be awesome. When the norm is if you hire a kavlan, if you hire a worker and you're paying him a flat amount to do the job, so you have this, you would have the same Maris Ayin as well. In a case where the norm in the particular industry is to hire kablanim, this we mentioned last week is a machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim say that if the norm is to have a kablan, so now there's no longer a Maris Ayin. When you hire a kablan, people presume you're doing what's typically done. Since a kablan is mutter, as long as you don't order him to work on Shabbos, there should be no Maris Ayin. However, some rishonim argue. Some rishonim learn the reason why there's no Maris Ayin by an aris is by an aris, the goy and the yid share the profits. Since they share the profits, it's clear that he's a partner here, if you will. And people recognize that if he's a partner, if he chooses to work on Shabbos, that's his decision. It's a daita d'nafshei, and it would be mutter. However, if he's a kablan, if he's getting paid a flat amount, he's not actually getting a share in the payrolls, in the profits, and what's produced by this particular property. So then people will not make this distinction between a poil and a kablan. They'll think poil kablan the same thing. And therefore they'll come and they'll end up being matur regular amir al-akum. According to these rishonim, even if the derech ha'olam is to do work pekablanis, still the idea of maris ayin will apply. In any time where the worker is not getting a profit share, there will be maris ayin according to these rishonim. There's a tremendous nafmin al-halacha. Many jobs today are normally contracted out. You have construction, you hire subs. So according to the first set of rishonim, there's no Maris Ayin. Because the norm is to have a kablan, so if you have a worker, people will not think he's a poel, they'll presume it's like the norm, and it would be mutter. However, according to the second set of rishonim, that the issue, that the problem is, people, if you don't get a share of the profits, people will not make the distinction between a poel and a kablan. So then, even if that's the norm, even if that's the derech olam, that would still be aser. Now, it is a machlokes by a bias when you're dealing with construction. There, the Mishnah Berurah is machmir. In other cases, he's more mesupik, and there are poiskim, there are mekel. So, a kopon, if it comes up, you should ask a shayla, there's mokum to be mekel b'sha'as atchak. But at least by construction of a house, there the Mishnah Berurah is more machmir and says, even if the derech is bekablonos, we still will have a maris ayin. Now, anytime that what comes out is that anytime you have a worker, if he is not in aris, if he's not getting a share of the profits, we have the issue of Maris Ayin. Now, what I'd like to go through today is some of the exceptions to the idea of Maris Ayin. Now, we all know that a person can give a car to a mechanic on Wednesday and say he needs it back by Monday. As long as it's possible for the guy to do the job during the week without working on Shabbos, it's not koveya malachdoi, that is going to be mutter. What happened to the din of Maris Ayin? The answer is, when a goy is working on a 2010 black Toyota Camry, there's no Maris Ayin. No one has any idea whose it is. Not that many people remember your license plate. Even if people do know what it is, if he's doing the work inside his garage, so there's no Maris Ayin. So in a case of metaltolin, typically where the work is being done in private, where it's not openly identifiably Jewish, so there it would be mutter even if he chooses to work on Shabbos. Now there are exceptions. The Gemara says if you have a goy that's building a ship for you, so where do you build a ship? You have a big dockyard, you build it on the river. It's being done in a very public area. And a ship is a big ticket item. Everyone knows that you're the fellow who's building the 80-foot yacht. So in that case, when the work is being done on Shabbos, there will be a Maris Ayin. Even though it's metaltolin, but still, since it's being done in public, since it's Nikra al-Shem Yisrael, there will be an Isser of Maris Ayin. A more practical example maybe is if you have a delivery truck that has the name of your company on it. So if you give it into the mechanic, so if it's being done private in the privacy of the mechanic's, you know, garage, that's fine. But if it's being done in a public area and the item, it has your name on it, it has the name of your company, that would have this Maris Ayin as well. So this is the case of Metalkalin. When it comes to karka, when it comes to real estate, here any work done on real estate is assumed that there is Maris Ayin, simply because real estate, people know who owns any particular property. At least that's the presumption. So there, anytime a guy is working on it, there will be an isser of Maris Ayin. Even if it's a fairly well-kept secret, most places can say loy plug. You have to assume that since karka, normally people know who the owners are, even though you may have set up three shell companies in the Cayman Islands, but bottom line is loy plug, and therefore, in most situations, according to most Paiskim, there will be an issur of Maris Ayin, regardless of how well-kept secret it will be.
Even if there were no
yidin in the place where there is. Oh, very good. We'll get to that. However, the Gemara says, that's talking about a place where you have the real estate. It's in the middle of Brooklyn. There are Jews around. You happen to have done a good job suppressing your identity, and people don't know who owns it. However, the Gemara says, if the property or the field is located out of the Tchum, it's out of the Tchum Shabbos, here there's no Isser Maris Ayin. The Maris Ayin is people, another Jew will see the work being done, and he'll suspect that it's being done Shaloi Kedin on Shabbos. However, it's out of the Tchum, the Jew will not be walking there regardless. He will never see it, and therefore the Maris Ayin won't apply. Now you do have to be careful. If you hire a Poyel, or if you have hire a Kabbalah, but you say do the work on Shabbos, that's also Maker Hadin. It's also Maker Hadin, it doesn't matter whether in the Tchum, out of the Tchum, it's always going to be awesome. It's only when it's a Kabbalah. Maker Hadin, it's Mutter. You don't order him to work on Shabbos. The problem is only Maris Ayin. The problem is that if he does the work on Shabbos, people who walk by will think that he is a Poyel and it's Shaloi Kedin. So there, as long as it's out of the Tchum Shabbos, there it's going to be Mutter. Now the Tchum is 2,000 Amos. The Aruch HaShulchan points out that, what does it mean that it's out of the Tchum? So you have a city, you have a 2,000 Amos area around the city. So if this factory is located to 2,001 Amos out of the city, everything is fine. Now, Fred the Aruch HaShulchan, what do you mean? If you have a Yid who's going for a stroll on a Shabbos afternoon, he can go up to 2,000 Amos. Now, he's sitting there, and he sees a foot away from him is his factory. Now, the factory is out of the Tchum. But does out of the Tchum mean that it's out of sight, you can't see it? It's a foot away from you. So, Zok the Aruch HaShulchan loy plug. This is the Chazal, this is all Maris Ayin. Chazal, when they made the rules, when they made these restrictions, they said, until the Tchum, you have to worry about Maris Ayin. To be worried, someone will walk close enough, and now you can see it that far, you don't have to go, and therefore you don't have to be choshish for Maris Ayin in such a case. And the truth is, this is really Muchach, because even if it's 3,000 Amos away, a person could always make a Tchum Shabbos. You know, you can make an Erev Tchumen, you take your jar of peanut butter, you put it outside of the city, so you can get two Tchumen away. And that clearly is going to be mutter. So you see there is a loy plug. If it's added to Tchum, you don't have to worry about Maris Ayin. Now, I did see a tshuva from one of the Hantiga Paisik that was talking about really the inverted case. He wanted to know, the person had a factory, but it was in a really, really bad part of town. And no Jew is walking through these city streets unarmed. And on Shabbos, no one's going near there. So he's mitzadeh that even though it's technically within the Tchum, if you look at a map and you'll figure out that 2,000 Amos, it's technically within the Tchum, he says, since they won't go, you don't have to be choshish for Maris Ayin. This is a bit tzarechian, because if you see from the Aruch HaShulchan that there's a loy plug lekula, that if it's 2,001 Amos, even though in theory they could go, but this is the gedra that Chazal gave, and ad kan v'suloy. So once there's a loy plug l'kula, it's mistaver there's a loy plug l'chumra. This is the shear that Chazal gave. In which case, to start going ahead and saying this is a dangerous part of town, this isn't a danger, you know, this isn't, how tough is the yid anyway? Maybe it'll be a yid who's a black belt. It's hard to make these chishbonos, and l'chumra, anything that is within the Tchum Shabbos is going to be usur, anything which is added to Tchum is going to be mutter. No, that you see, there's a loy plug. Now, the truth is, even a discussion among the place, what happens if you're the only Jew in the city? You're the only Jew in the city. The Ramah Pasnet, it's still Aser. Because number one, maybe you'll have guests. And number two, he points, and this is your children, your B'nai Beisai. They'll see that your factory is running on Shabbos. They, you know, don't know the Hoshtikol Torah, the Chesbin, Marzayim. They just the B'nai Beisai will chesed you. And they may or may not confront you. And therefore, the Ramah says we do not make any chalukim. And as long as it's in the state, as long as you live there, since you have B'nai Beisai, since you'll have guests, we are choshish for Marzayim. It will be usher in all of these cases. He actually once dealt with a case where a person ended up, of all things, owning a gold mine. And the gold mine was, you know, there was certain activities that were taking place on Shabbos. So putting aside all the other issues, whether poyolim, kaveh, malachdoi, but as far as the Maris Ayin was perfectly mutter. Because a gold mine is, these mines are huge. They are their own tchum. And if you are their own tchum, there's no one who's near that whatsoever, and the Maris Ayin you don't have. Now again, keep in mind that Maris Ayin is the least of your problems, because if you have to be open on Shabbos, it's Kaveh Malachdoi, there are Poyolim, but at least, you know, as far as this Nakuda, it's Ad Tchum, it's Mutter. Now there is one exception. The Ramah says that if you don't own the property, you lease it from a guy and you immediately lease it to another guy, since you never moved in. So there, that's, even though normally there's a loy plug, normally if you own a property, there is a Maris Ayin. If you just lease it, you never moved in, and you immediately sublet it to a guy, the other Ramah says that will be mutter. What we have until now is that basically anytime you have a worker, a pile will always be aser. A kablin, me'ikar hadin, if you're kaveh amalachtai, will be aser. If you're not kaveh amalachtai, it's mutter. Afa pikein, under normal circumstances, there will be a Maris Ayin. Unless he's an aris and the derech is barisus, there will always be an isser of Maris Ayin. So what do people do? What are the heterim when people have businesses that have some level of activity on Shabbos? So I'd like to go through two potential heterim. Today we're going to go through the makoris of what the theoretical heter will be, and over the next 2 weeks we're going to talk about more the lamaisa, how it's done in a practical sense to set up a business al pidan. The first heter is the heter of the Mordechai. The Mordechai is discussing a case where a Jew bought the right to collect the taxes, and you had the right to collect the taxes. It seems collecting taxes was not necessarily an easy job. And the Jew would go around chasing people down, trying to get his money. And if he had to shut down on Shabbos, then the guy who he was handling with, who was about to pay him, who said, come back tomorrow, he doesn't come back tomorrow, it's all over. He's never going to see this money again. Zakh the Mordechai. To hire a worker, to hire a poyel to work for you to collect the money on Shabbos, that's awesome. Like we said before, a poyel is very little, a salaried employee, there's very little room to be makel, that's going to be awesome. However, Zakh Mordechai, if you hire a kablin, you hire the guy, and you tell him for every $1,000 you collect, you'll get paid $100. So here he is a kablin, or perhaps an artist, according to Kager. But over here, where he's not being paid for his time, he's getting a percentage of the profits. There is a kablin, the Mordechai says that's mutter. In fact, Mordechai, wait a second. You're telling this guy to work for you on Shabbos. You've been kaveh malachta. You're telling him, you know, until Friday afternoon, you're doing the work. Friday afternoon, you go home, you tell the guy, listen, you take over until Sunday morning, and you'll get 10% of whatever you collect. That's kaveh malachta. You're telling him to work on Shabbos. Kaveh malachta is going to be awesome. Zok the Mordechai, a new yosid. Zok the Mordechai, there's a halacha. Selling tzu that if a person is traveling on Friday night and comes Shabbos and he has valuable things, there were matter for him to do certain things. Zok the Mordechai, if a person is in a situation where if we are not matter things for him, he will come to be over in Isra Doi Raisa. Chazal were not Maimed Divrehem. Chazal were Mekel. They said, you're allowed to be over the Isra, you're allowed to do Amir La'akam by a Kablin. Even though it's Osir Maker Hadin, but in because Adam Baal Al Mamoinai, if Chazal were Maimed Devrei, if Chazal would not be Mekel, you would come into an Isidore, right? So Chazal were Mekel. And Chazal said, in such a situation, you can do Lamir La'akam, it's better to allow the person to do Lamir La'akam than to put him in a Nisayan which he will not be able to withstand. And therefore, the Mordechai says, even Kaveh Amalachta is going to be Mutter. Now, But now, besides your Kaveh Malachta, there's also a problem of Marazayan. People will see that they know you're the Jew is the tax collector, and they see the guy working on Shabbos. Zakhlim Mordechai, the same thing. Even though there's an Isser of Marazayan, because there is a Hefs in Merubah, because if we don't allow him to collect the taxes on Shabbos, he will suffer a tremendous loss. We are afraid, again, the person will go ahead. If we're not matzah, he'll go ahead and do the Isser. And therefore, we are mekel, and we allow him to hire a koblin to collect the taxes on Shabbos. Now, Zokta Beis Yosef, if this is the heter, if it's the whole heter is that we're afraid that if we're not going to give you a special heter, you're going to be over in Isser Doraisa, then Zokta Beis Yosef, it should be usher to go into this line of business. Because you're forcing yourself into such a situation. And therefore, the Beis Yosef begins by saying that in a chanami, if you already bought the tax, you bought the franchise, you wake up Friday afternoon, you have a shiloh, you call your rav. So there, the rav has to make a cheshbon. If we say it's aser, you can go ahead, you can do it yourself. It's better to say let him do it through a goy, and that way he'll avoid doraisa. And therefore, the Mordechai says you're matur. However, the Beis Yosef suggests it would be aser in the first place to go into such a business. How? This is the Beis Yosef's Havamina. Then the Beis Yosef says, perhaps not. Because when you bought the business on a Tuesday afternoon. Is there anything inherently wrong with collecting taxes? No, there's nothing wrong with collecting taxes. It's the one that's a nice parnasa. Now, what will be? It'll come Friday afternoon. And the person now will be very tempted. And there is such a halacha that when a person is in such a situation, Chazal were mekel, they did not aser amir la'akum in order to avoid putting the person in a matzav nesayim. Okay, so Chazal made that calculation that when a person is in this situation, they did not aser amir la'akum. But since on Tuesday afternoon when you bought it, there was nothing inherently wrong. So then comes Friday afternoon, there's a hefz merubah in front of you. Chazal said, in this case, there's no din of amir la'akum. And therefore, the Beis Yosef's second side, and l'halacha, most of the achrayim follow this psak, is that it is mutar l'chachila to go into such a business. Since there's nothing wrong with it inherently, it's just that Chazal gave a certain heter to avoid putting you in a matzav v'nisayin. Therefore, most poskim say it is mutar l'chachila to go into such a business. The Aruch HaShulchan actually adds, No. This is not a poil. This is only by a koblin. By a koblin, even though you're kaveh malachta, even though you're telling him he must work on Shabbos, and there's marazayin, still here Chazal were mekel. You see clearly that even this kula, Chazal took off the isser of koblin. They only took off whatever they had to allow you to be able to collect the money in a way where you won't come to an isser daraisa. But to be mekel by a poil, that they didn't need to do. You always have the option of a koblin. Koblin is less chomer, and that is the only heter. But a salaried worker, this heter will not apply. You pay him a percentage of what he collects. You tell him for every $1,000 you collect, you'll keep 10%.
He's not working for himself.
So he's self, right, correct. What? Well, the whole week, you're the one collecting the taxes. You don't want to share 10% of the revenue. On Shabbos, you can't do it, so you need the guy. So there, you hire him, and you hire him at this 10% rate. But you're right. If you would go ahead, you just hire the guy and tell him, listen, I'm retiring. I'm going back to Kailo. You do everything, and I'll give you 10%. Where the guy has the right to choose, he can work whenever he wants. If he can take care of everything before Friday, he'll take off on Shabbos. That would be mutter because it's a daita de nafshe. But in this case, you're working the whole week. And just Shabbos, you can't work, so you have a goy. There it's kaveya malachdoy, there's maras ayin. But still, because of this hefsim meruba, here it's going to be mutter. The Aruch HaShulchan actually adds, he says this heter. He says that even though, he says it's mutter l'chachilu to go into the business, even though later on you're going to have to come on to this heter. He says if you don't say that, he said there are very few businesses that people can go into. And therefore, Rav Paiskim can say that it's mutar l'chachila to enter in such a business, even though you know you'll have to come on to this heter in the future. Now, two potential qualifications. These are both discussion among the Paiskim. And then is what will be if the job that you're doing that it entails not an issur d'oraisa but only an issur d'rabbanan? Do you have this heter of hesed meruv? So you think kolshkein. Madach we're matter telling a guy to do a deraisa but might have some rubo. For sure, we matter a derabbanan. But the truth is, it's not so simple. Because what's the heter over here? The heter is, if we don't allow you to hire a guy, you're going to come do it yourself. So by deraisa, so we'd rather you do amir la'akum, which is derabbanan. We'd rather you just tell the goy, which is also, but it's a derabbanan deka yisr. Then, if we don't allow you to do that, come Shabbos morning, you're going to panic, and in chas v'sholom, you'll be over nisr deraisa. Masha ein kein, if regardless, the work that needs to be done is only a shvus. So what's the problem? What's the decision we need to make? Do we say the amir la'akim is us and we don't allow you to do it? What's the problem? That maybe Shabbos morning, you'll panic, you do it yourself. If anyway, it's a derabbanan, so what do we lose? So why should we say, go for sure, be matur and isidra bada now of mir lakum? Let's say no. And worst comes to worst, you'd be over an isidra shvos on Shabbos. However, many achroinim argue, many achroinim say, as long as amir lakum is less chomer than most other shvosim, because amir lakum, you're not doing it directly. It's you're doing it through a guy. So therefore, what many achroinim say is that there's no difference between the two. Even when the work involves a derabbanon, still, we'd rather a chazal were makel on a mir la'akum on Erev Shabbos so that a person should not come to be an oivir and isser derabbanon himself on Shabbos. Now, in a case where the Chasam Sofer has a very, very, very interesting chumrah, which he doesn't say as a dover pashut, you know, he doesn't paskin like this, but he's mitzadet. He says, what happens if a person has a business? He has a factory running. And this factory does all sorts of malachas and jobs. So you're allowed to keep it, assuming you the workers are not payalim, assuming they're kablonim, are you allowed to let them work on jobs? Or yes. Or to have some meruba, you shut down, there'll be a tremendous loss. So it would be mutter. Zot l'sam sefer, not so fast. The case of meches, what was happening? That you're a tax collector. During the week, who does the malacha? You do it. Comes Shabbos. So if we say, if we're not matzah amir la'akam, we're afraid, you're going to come into work, you're going to do it yourself. If you own a factory, what would happen if the workers go on strike? Are you capable of going in and doing this stuff yourself? No, you're the money man, you're the investor. You don't have no idea how to operate these machines. If there's no heter of amir la'akam, it's absolutely impossible for you to do the melacha yourself because you just don't know how to do it. You're never trained to do it. Zuch l'sam sefer, in that case, this heter won't apply. The heter is only where if we're not, don't, or not matur mir la'akum, you'll do it yourself. But if you don't know how to do it, you're forced, regardless, to rely on other workers and other goyim. Here, this cheshem will not apply, and the l'sam sefer says, you will not have a heter, even welcome have some meruba.
How do people know that?
What?
How do they even know what you know
and
what you don't?
No, they don't have to. As far as maris ayin, but welcome have some meruba, we're makel on maris ayin. Now we have another question. Come Erev Shabbos, you own the factory. Are you allowed to tell a guy come in tomorrow to do the work because it's a Hefsa Meruba? Or do we say no? Since either way, you are not capable of doing it. So if we don't allow you to do it, you'll be stuck. You'll have a loss, but you will not come to be over an Isser of Shabbos because you don't know how. It will be Usser for you. So it's not a question of what people know because we're not dealing with Marasayim. We're dealing with Meikar Hadin. So this Chasam Sofer would end up being a tremendous chumrah. According to the Chasam Sofer, whenever you're dealing with a factory or a job where you don't know how to actually do the malacha, here the heter will not apply. Now, this concept, this idea, this is brought down in halacha. This is a tremendous Pesach lekula, because what it says is really two things. Number one, it says b'makom hefsim meruba, we do not have to be concerned with marazayim. And therefore, if there is a tremendous loss, we can ignore the Marazayin. And number two, even by Kaveh Malachtoi, even if you instruct the guy to work on Shabbos, if there is a Hefz Meruba, it will be Mutter. Now that being said, there are two very important limitations. Number one is, as we mentioned before, it applies only to a Kabbalah. He's getting paid on commission. A Poyel, a salaried employee, this Heter will not apply. Now because of this, what very, very often when people ask Shilos, what they're told to do is take their employee, even if until now he's being paid by on a set salary, give him some sort, make him into a kaplan, give him some sort of bonus based on the amount of work that he completes, change him from a pile to a kaplan, and then at least b'mokim hefsim meruba, it will be mutter. And this is a very important etzah for a person to realize whenever he's in a situation, if it qualifies, they have some merubah. If you can change your poyel into a kablin, change the way he's paid, give him some sort of performance bonus, give him some sort of bonus or payment based on accomplishing the task, making him into a kablin, you will have the hefter of have some merubah. Now, the second limitation is what does hefsim merubah mean? What does it mean? What does it mean, a big loss? $100, $1,000, $10,000? What is the getter of a hefsim merubah? So over here, there are a number of lashonos among the Paiskim. Many Paiskim say that hefsim merubah means a hefsim merubah, means a big loss. Losing or passing on the opportunity to earn big profits is not the same as a big loss. Big loss means out of pocket. You are losing your principal. The fact that you could do more business, in theory, at least al piderech hateva, if you're doing business all week, so every time and someone closes down on Shabbos loses 1/7 of his revenue. That's not a hefsim merubah. That's called shmir Shabbos. Hefsim merubah is where adrab, a person has a business such as a nursing home, or he has real estate where he has to provide emergency maintenance. If he doesn't provide the maintenance on Shabbos, the pshat is not that now he's losing out the opportunity to do business on Shabbos. If he doesn't provide the maintenance on Shabbos, then he's going to be shut down. A nursing home that closes down on Shabbos can't operate. That is a case of a hefsim merubah. Simply the fact that if a person has a store and he wants to be open on Shabbos because Shabbos is a very good business day, people are off, it's right after Black Friday, people are shopping, that's not called a hefsim merubah. That's just called menias harevach, and that's called shmir Shabbos. Now, in the case of the meches, there already the Shulchan Aruch Rav explains a little bit more. Even though the meches, if you think about it, is really profits, whatever you're collecting from the goy, whatever all the taxes you collect are menias harevach, it's not money out of pocket. He says there it's different, because there the money is already owed. If someone owes you profits, and you won't be able to collect the money that's already owed to you, Shulchan Aruch Rav explains that is called a hefsid. So even though it's not technically a loss of principal, once it's already be owed, now already becomes like Karen, and that will qualify for this din of the hefsid merubah. But again, I'll call upon him, the gedder of hefsid merubah, it has to be a real hefsid merubah. Stopping earning less or making a lower amount of profits generally will not qualify. If you look at some of the truths of the Chassam Sofer, you see that his cases that he was dealt with, it was mesupik, it is a hefsim ruba, it isn't a hefsim ruba, were pretty extreme. There were pretty large losses, and still the Chassam Sofer was very hesitant to use this heter. Again, there are different approaches, different gedorim that different poskim will have, but it certainly has to qualify as a hefsim ruba. Stam, the fact that there'll be some level of loss is not enough. Because, you know, let's go back. You need it to be such a big difference that the idea of Adam Bola Mamani will apply, and that we're afraid that if we don't matzer it, you're going to go ahead, you won't be able to hold out. Shabbos morning, you just go do it yourself. So that's how extreme the loss has to be, that there's a real fear that will be, that if we're not matzer it, you're going to be literally mechallel Shabbos. So I'd like to think that for most people, that creates a pretty high bar, and it has to be a pretty significant loss. It has to be, you know, person has to really face ruin before we can go ahead and be chayshish, that will be the person's reaction.
That could be relevant to the role of the person.
Correct, correct, correct. Now, the Paiskim would do add that in a case where something like a meches, something which is a business which typically they're shutting down for Shabbos would be hefsim merubah, would create this problem. There, even if punked in one case or one day, there'll be fewer profits in that Shabbos, we make a loy plug. Once this is a situation which is typically hefsim merubah and has this chashash, we don't don each and every case, and therefore we make a loy plug and we'll be matur. So this is the heter of hefsim merubah. As I mentioned before, this is a very useful heter, but you need to make sure, number one, that we're dealing with a kablin, not a payel. And number two, it has to be a real hefsim merubah, not just the fact the fellow wants to make a few extra dollars. The second area of heter is when you have a goy who is a partner. When you have a goy who is a partner, I'm going to very briefly run through the halachas. It's a little bit confusing in the halacha inside, but I just want to go through it briefly just to be magdirit. When you have a goy who is a partner, the halacha is like this. If you have a goy, and normally, you know, he works one day, you work another day. So if you buy a business together with him, Friday afternoon you realize you have a problem. So you tell the guy, listen, you work Shabbos, I work on Sunday, and, you know, make a cheshbon at the end. That's going to be awesome. Because when you tell him, you work on Shabbos, and in exchange, I'll work on Sunday. What are you telling him? You're telling him that really we're each responsible for this work. You be my shliach, you cover for me today, I'll cover for you tomorrow. What that means is when he's working on Shabbos, he's covering for you. He's doing your job, he's doing your responsibility. And this is going to be a problem of, this is going to be Amir Lakam on Shabbos. In contrast, if when you become partners in the first place, before you sign the deal, you tell them, listen, we're going into the partnership, these are the terms. Shabbos is yours, Monday is mine. So then from day one, you never became responsible to work on Shabbos. From the beginning of the partnerships, that was his share of the business. You bring the money, he's bringing the expertise. Okay, he's taking care of Shabbos, you're taking care of Monday. If the business was set up like that from day one, from the beginning of the partnership, that would be mutter. Because there we don't look at, when he's working on Shabbos, he's not covering for you. He's doing his share of the partnership. It's only when you make this up afterwards, you already have an existing partnership, as far as the operating agreement, you each have equally responsibility for each day, you just make up, you know what, today you take care of Shabbos, I'll cover for you tomorrow. There already we have a problem of Amir Lakam. Now in a case where they both work throughout the week, and Shabbos, the Yid just doesn't show up, the guy does the work. So here, as long as it's done Stam, the Ramah, B'Shem the Ran, is Mekel. He says, since when the guy came in, it wasn't like a trade-off. I'll cover Shabbos, you cover Sunday. In that case, where you're covering for each other, there's a shlichus, there's a mir lakum. Here, adrabi, you're all really supposed to work the entire time. You don't show up on Shabbos. So if the guy works, he's being a nice guy. He's working. He's doing it for himself. He's doing it da'at de'nafshei. So as long as you do it stam, as long as you don't tell him you work on Shabbos, I'll cover for you a different time. We don't look at it as if he's acting on your behalf, and that would be mutter. Now, in all of these cases, why don't we have a problem with Marasayim? People see the business open on Shabbos. Why aren't we concerned there will be choshish that you're doing sure that there's a milakah? The answer is that you have a guy who's a partner. A partner is like an aris. He's a partner. He's getting a share in the crops. He's working adayta denafshei. And therefore, as long as people know that he is a partner, he's getting a share in the profits, there's no issue of Marasayim. So the person has a business. He has, whether it's a nursing home or real estate. If he has a goyish partner, then what he can do is, he can make up when he begins the partnership, that the goy is completely responsible to take care of everything on Shabbos, and that would be mutar lechatchila. We have no maris ayin because he has a partner. People will assume the goy is working for himself. There's no amir la'akum because this was agreed upon in the beginning of the partnership. The goy is responsible to get all work done on Shabbos, and this would be mutar lechatchila. Now, one potential complication is that the Gemara and the Poskim are all talking about cases where you hire where the guy worked himself. When a guy hires workers, things get a little bit more complicated because the workers are getting paid from the money, the assets of the partnership, which means you and the guy are both together collectively paying these pilum. Now you have pilum working for you on Shabbos. So this creates a problem. I mean, there are some places can say that you have to set it up that the work that's being done on Shabbos, the poyim that are working on Shabbos, will get paid from the guy. He has the responsibility for Shabbos. He has the hefsedim. You know, for Shabbos, basically the business is his. You know, Monday it's yours, for Shabbos it's his. And in that case, he would have to take the responsibility and the liability that if there's a shortfall, he would be the one that would actually have to pay the poyim on Shabbos. Okay, we're running out of time. This point we really have to get back to next week a little bit more by Richos. How to deal with, you know, if there are workers that are working for the partnerships, what you could do and what you can't do. And the other focus next week is going to be discussing the Heter Mechira and what people do Lamaisa when they have real estate, when they have a nursing home businesses that need to be open on Shabbos. Fairly Mechanica.